Proclamation number 4865 of 27th of March, 1950. Intercourse with the spiritual world, exceptional benefit. Purely spiritual contact with the world beyond is a privilege of the highest value for you humans who make use of it. And therefore you can only gain. You will not be pulled down but constantly ascend. But pure spiritual intercourse presupposes an attitude towards God and towards faith in general. It presupposes a deep inner desire for truth and also a good will. Otherwise negative successes will be recorded, an intercourse which is to be warned against. In order to understand correctly, you first have to know that the supply of truth to the ignorant, be it on earth or in the beyond, is the actual activity of the knowing beings. That it signifies the activity of love for them in which they find their happiness. Every being of light is entrusted with people on earth whose thoughts they try to guide into the right direction. Hence the mental transmission of truth and the receiving or taking in of thoughts is the constant communication between earth and the spiritual world, which is only not mentioned because thinking seems self-evident to a person and he does not try to clarify the origin of the thoughts. It is a self-evident process which therefore receives little attention. But if the human being is consciously willing to enter into contact with that world, then the beings of light gladly seize the opportunity to manifestly express themselves and to a certain extent to offer people the truth by way of regulated instructions. And this conscious reception of spiritual knowledge is extremely beneficial for the soul's upward development. A person who desires truth is now protected by the beings of light against the activation of lower spiritual forces which are not able to impart truth but constantly want to express themselves and therefore impart error to those who are willing to receive it through their same lower maturity of soul. The human being himself determines the forces which want to mentally communicate with him, and therefore mediations from the spiritual kingdom, if they are consciously striven for, will often produce different results, which, however, does not exclude that spiritual strivers can gain unspeakably much through a connection with the spiritual world. Again, free will is decisive under whose influence he places himself. Whoever strives towards God in his thinking and willing will also be seized by God and given into the care of the beings of light, who can never have a harmful effect on the human being. He who still belongs to the world is not concerned with recognizing the truth but shuns it because it condemns his way of life. This is a welcome object for the expression of immature spiritual beings who, in the same desire for matter, seek to transfer their wishes to it and also find willing listeners. How the spiritual beings, the inhabitants of the kingdom of light or the beings of darkness, are induced to express themselves is again up to the human being's will, but it can happen in the simplest form. In the mental connection with the spiritual world, from which the answer also comes again in the form of thoughts. Only the ignorant human being uses material aids for this, which therefore also achieve certain successes because the beings of the spiritual kingdom use every opportunity to make contact with people in order to inform them that they are close to the human being and want to have contact with them. And therefore it is certainly advisable for the completely unbelieving to acquire knowledge. But it is also advisable to use the knowledge gained such that intimate mental contact is established with the inhabitants of the spiritual world, which will never remain without beneficial success if the human being is of serious and good will. Amen.